Can we give a hand for our young people? Yeah. It is so cool to see the young people in this family serving the Lord, being bold for their faith, standing in front of a camera to record. I don't know if I could have done that in high school or middle school. Some of them were middle school students. We are going to start today in Deuteronomy. So if you can open up your Bibles to Deuteronomy 6. And if everybody can say, together. I want to hear that again. Together. Yeah. Thank you. This passage, I feel it really speaks to our togetherness. And I wanted to start in verse 1. Thank you, Julia, for reading part of that for me. So Deuteronomy 6. Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the ordinances that the Lord your God charged me to teach you to observe in the land that you are about to cross into and occupy, so that you and your children and your children's children may fear the Lord your God all the days of your life and keep all his decrees and his commandments that I'm commanding you, so that your days may be long. Hear, therefore, O Israel, and observe them diligently, so that it may go well with you, and so that you may multiply greatly in the land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord alone. Hear, Great Bridge Presbyterian Church, the Lord our God, the Lord is alone, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead and write them on the doorposts of your house and your gates. Lord, thank you so much for this time in our lives that we come together every week to hear your word, to sing praises to you, to worship as a community. I pray your blessing over our young people, over the words that you want to speak to us. Please speak through me. And I pray for all the hearts in this room to be open to your word, good soil where the seed will fall and produce fruit. In Jesus' precious name, amen. So everybody say, together.
Together.
When I was thinking about that word together, it made me think of that High School Musical song. Together, together, everyone. You guys don't know that song? Anybody? Can anybody dance that for me? No? Okay, that might be, that's before some of your time, High School Musical, but that was like, my wife made me watch it. All three of them. And Camp Rock. Okay, so that word together, I wanted to point out three main ways that our young people need to be a part of that togetherness. I recently read a book called Youth Ministry That Lasts a Lifetime. We, as a youth ministry and as a church, we want our young people from birth all the way up to follow Christ their whole life. It is our vision in the youth ministry that our students are committed to Christ for life. Those are the words of our vision. And as a church congregation, I know we want anyone who steps into this door, into this building, to follow Jesus for their whole life. And so as I'm reading this book, it's telling me there are key components of a child's faith that if they are there, they have a higher chance of following Christ after they leave our ministry of high school and go out into what we call the real world, where their faith is really tested. And I want to share those three components with you all today and with the scriptures. Let's go to Deuteronomy 6, verse 2. So that you and your children and your children's children may fear the Lord God all the days of your life. so that you, your children, and your children's children. Moses is speaking to the whole congregation at this time, and he is giving this decree out to all of them. Not only me, but my children and their children. Or if I was a grandparent, me as a grandparent, my son and my grandchildren. And so, first one, everybody say together. Together as a church community, as a congregation, it is vital for our young people that they are a part of everything that is happening here. That means they need to be in service. They need to experience worship together. They need to serve in this community, whether they serve with CAST or they go to Nicaragua or they go to the elementary school to dig up the mulch. They see with their own eyes you all, who are their example, serving. They hear with their own ears you all singing praises to the Lord. If they don't hear it, they won't know to do that. If they don't see it, they won't know to live that out. So we need our students to be in the service. And here, once a month, we have family worship. And I know sometimes we don't like that as the young people, that we have to be in here and we want to be in the back and we want to play games, which that's not all we do. We do more than just play games, all right? We get into God's word. We study the scripture. If anything, I might need to make it more boring so they'll come to service. But I know a lot of you also bring your students to the service, and I love that. But we want to take this to the next level. We have Youth Sunday. I would love to see it that we don't need to have Youth Sunday because our youth are involved in every part of the service a lot more. And so we'll have our students singing up here, or we'll have more students as part of the praise team or in the choir or playing their instruments. I don't know what that's going to look like, but we need your help. We all need to work together to see what that looks like. And then serving in the life of our church. If we can encourage our young people, and I am part of that encouragement, yes, I understand, but you all too. Like, hey, I just signed you up to do this. Oh, great. It's all right. There's going to be cool people there. Even though you don't know them, you're going to get to know them, and it's going to be awesome. You're going to love the people that you meet. And that means for you all, you need to be awesome and be people that people love to meet. So that's your part. Okay, two. Everybody say together.
Together.
Together as a family. Let's go to verse 7. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home, when you are away, when you lie down, and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand, fix them as an emblem on your forehead, write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. If you've seen an Orthodox Jew or whatever, I don't know the name of the kind of Jew in Israel, you might see some with a little box on their forehead. They put scripture in that box, and they take this scripture very literally, that they need to have scriptures on their forehead, on their wrists, and they even have these things on the doorposts, a little thing that holds a little scroll of scripture. And that reminded me of sort of everyday things that help us remember we are Christ's. I'm wearing a bracelet. Maybe one of you have this kind of bracelet. It says, I am second. It's a black bracelet with white writing on it. I received this from one of my youth leaders. Now, if you all saw him, you might not believe me that he's a youth leader, because he's in his 70s. And you might think, no middle school or high school student wants to hang out with someone in their 70s. Not true. He is asked to be a mentor for confirmation. Last couple of years that I've had him as one of our leaders. And the students love being with him. So our students, when they get to know you, they want to be with you, no matter what your age is. I saw some kids walking in, and they were high-fiving some of our youth who are helping and saying hi. So our young people are modeling that with the even smaller kids. So I want to see that in every age. Everybody knows each other, like a big family. where this village is raising our kids. So that also means you can tell my kids when they're out of line to stop, okay? But it's the mundane, everyday things. I say mundane, but God wants to use those everyday things to remind us that we are His. And so this leader gave me this bracelet, and he has handed them out to some of his students to pass those on and to remind their friends that you are second, Christ is first. Something simple as a bracelet. Now, for parents and people who have families, if you have young kids, you go back to this scripture. It says, recite them to your children and talk about them when you're at home, when you're away, when you lie down, when you rise. That's just everyday life. That's not on Sunday morning when you come here, because technically we're proclaiming the word to your children. What are you doing as parents? When you wake up in the morning, are you having family breakfast and reading the scripture? Are you praying? Have your children ever heard your voice in prayer? If your children have not heard you pray, do you think they're praying? Do you think they know how to pray? When the disciples asked Jesus, how do we pray? He prayed. He showed them. He said, this is how you pray. And for you all, pray with your kids out loud. And if you're very uncomfortable with that, find a prayer book that says prayer. You just read them. And I think over time, you will be able to come up with your own. Grandparents, same for you. When the children are dropped off and the parents finally get a date and get some freedom, I want you all praying with your grandkids. I want you to have your smartphones, because now our grandparents have smartphones, right? And I want you to get the Bible app for children. I want you to get worship on YouTube, play it for them, or just have it around your house. Every time you hug them and love them and hold them, you're praying for them and with them. Now, Andrew, I don't have any kids or grandkids. Well, there are a lot of children in this church who need spiritual parents and spiritual grandparents. So that's kind of where you all come in. If you don't have children or grandchildren of your own, we provide you all opportunities here to love these children, to pray for them. I'm thinking about a single mom who has kids and is going crazy. Hey, maybe my spiritual grandma can come watch them. And then as you, as the spiritual grandma or grandpa, take those kids, you will be doing those things as if they were your own children. How awesome would that be if in all of our homes, our kids heard prayer, they were reading the word together. And I'm going to take this to a next step. This is going to be really hard, really hard. You all sing together in your homes. Oh my gosh. You sing worship songs or hymns. And you don't have to be able to play an instrument. You can just play the track. You can even get the karaoke version on YouTube and sing along with it. But if you want to get really, really good about it, you can learn ukulele. That's a really easy instrument to lead worship. So get yourself a ukulele. I will teach you. If you want, do I need to start a class teaching parents how to play ukulele here? That might be a Wednesday night. One of the Wednesday night Bible studies will be ukulele worship. Okay, number three. Everybody say together. Together as friends. The third piece of this puzzle is that our students have their peer group. Their friends that they see are following Christ, are trying to get closer to God. And we provide that in many ways. We provide it through music. Your student can join the instrumental ensemble. Y'all are awesome. They can join a choir. Yeah, you guys want to clap it up for the instrumental ensemble? And our choir. They can join our youth ministry on Sunday mornings. We have middle school and high school. And then we also have children's ministry. So children all the way up to high school. On Sunday nights, we have our high school meet. So if there are any high schoolers in here who haven't hung out, hi, my name is Andrew. I'm officially meeting you right now, shaking your hand. And I'll shake your hand after the service if you want. And hang out with us tonight, 6:30. And then Wednesday nights at 6:30, our middle schoolers get together. And we just started a high school life group with some of our high schoolers who have taken it upon themselves to be in there, preparing, studying God's word, sharing with each other. And I just love the ideas that our young people are coming up with. Just this past week, a young person gave me an idea to start an indoor soccer club. I think it'll happen. I'm actually looking at him right now. Anyway, so everybody say together. So we need to be together as a church community. We need to be together as families. So they need to see that nurturing here, at home, and within their own peer group. And when all three of those are working together for our young people, they have such a better opportunity, better chance of following Christ when they leave. Because when they leave high school and they go off to college, if they've only been in youth group, there's not really a youth group for college. There might be some college groups on campus, but as they get older, that goes away. So all you have is the family of God. They need to fall in love with the family of God and feel like they're a part of this intergenerational community. And so we, as a youth ministry, are working toward that. Us as a church, we have prioritized this year to equip you all in how to love our young people, how to raise them up in Christ. So thank you all for hearing me, hearing the word that I wanted to share with you. And just want to encourage and challenge you all to be involved in those areas. I'm not saying you necessarily need to help me in the youth ministry. However, I like receiving help. But to be involved in the lives of these students, even if it's just saying hi on Sunday mornings or Wednesday nights, and getting to know their names and asking how they can pray for them. Thank you.